The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The weekend, I thought I'd treat myself to just a little bit of Red Rooster. You Tropicana pack, to be more specific, with a blue pop top. I was just enjoying myself, sort of dining in option, wrapping my chips in chicken skin and devouring the crusty pineapple that ensued. I got chatting to the people next to us. We were just sort of like having a bit of a chin wag with them. All of a sudden, a pet rat comes out from underneath the bloke's singlet. Knee-jerk reaction is you think, how the hell did that rat get there? Oh, my God. After about half a second, you realise that this man was very comfortable with the rat. And you realise that this is a pet rat, a domestic rat, that he just takes around like it's some sort of dog or cat. The jury's still out whether or not I think it's even legal to have a pet rat in Red Rooster. After sort of taking a step back, sort of came to terms that I was asking, all right, mate, cool. You take your pet rat everywhere, dude. He's like, oh, yeah, no, she's gorgeous, isn't she? He's like stroking her like a cat. This isn't just like a little mouse-sized rat either. This is one of those like really long sort of tennis ball canister rats with a big thick pink tail as well. From snout to tail, it's at least two subways long. This is one of those real thick, disgusting rats. But this guy didn't sort of feel the same way as 99% of the population do about rats. This was just his little baby. This may as well have been his girlfriend. Oh, isn't she gorgeous? Oh, yes, Stacey the rat. Do you want to hold Stacey the rat? No, thank you. Creepy pets. And I sort of just ask him a little more about, oh, all right, where does one buy a rat? Can you get it from a rat shop? Is it at a pet shop? Oh, no, mate, just found it. Oh, a little foster rat. Oh, well done. What a caring little save the world soul you are. Taking your foster rat to Red Rooster. And as much as I hate to admit it, I judged him. I judged him thoroughly and harshly. All because of his creepy pet. There's a certain amount of creepiness that man took on just by having his creepy rat. And there is this fine line between having a cat, a dog, even maybe a goldfish, a crazy crab, or even some sort of equine horse, before you go into weirdo Red Rooster territory with rats, snakes, lizards, etc. And on 131060, are you someone who's got a creepy pet?
The Danny Lakey Late Show's Creepy Pets.
That was creepy. 131060. Do you have a creepy... I'd love to get a rat caller on, to be honest, and just see if other rat owners agree with taking a rat to a Red Rooster. Yeah, double barrel phone tonight. What's your creepy pet? And if you've got a rat, would you take them to Red Rooster? You'd take them on little outings. Does the rat enjoy that kind of thing, does he? 131060, I mean, taking snakes, turtles I find a little bit creepy as well. Goannas, lizards, reptiles, amphibians, spiders, the list goes on. I feel if you found it as well without getting it vaccinated, some sort of rat vaccination, that counts as creepy as well.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show's Creepy Pets.
If you've got a creepy pet, don't treat it like a dog or a cat or even like a small infant. I couldn't believe it over the weekend as I was enjoying myself a little bit of Red Rooster, Tropicana, obviously with the upgraded chips, half a chicken and a pop top. Dining in. All of a sudden a man whips out his pet rat next to me. No need for a pet rat in Red Rooster. I quizzed him a little further after I'd calmed down. This wasn't any just pet rat that he'd found at the pet store. This was a foster rat. A rat that's been chilling around the drain pipes for years. Oh, he picked that rat out and gave it a better life. What a hero. It's disgusting. Keep your rat at your house if you're going to be a ratty like that. Claudia, you've got a pet rat.
Yes, I used to have a pet rat.
Oh, you used to have a pet rat. Okay, has this rat passed on?
Yes, it was like 20 years ago.
Okay, average lifespan of a rat, just a little rat fact to kick us off?
About 3 to 4 years.
Good. I'm glad it's not long because they're creepy old things. Where'd you get your rat from and what rat activities did you do with the rat?
So I got mine from a local breeder who used to breed them as pets. I used to tuck this rat everywhere. It literally always sat on my shoulder and I would quite often tuck it into my scarf and take it to school.
Okay, so with the high amount of research I've done over the last 6 minutes, 100% of rat owners take their rat with them everywhere.
Yes.
What are you seeing that I'm not seeing? Because I see some thick, disgusting, overweight mouse with the grossest little pink tail I've ever seen festering out of its arsehole.
Fun fact, rats are actually cleaner than mice.
Oh, spare me the detail. It doesn't matter. It's like, oh, there's more germs on a beard than a toilet seat. I was like, all right then, go on then, lick the toilet seat instead of my beard, will you? Doesn't matter.
No, thanks.
Exactly. I'm not going to lick your rat. I'm not going to lick your rat. I'll lick my cat. Thanks, Claudia. Rest in peace to that rat. Jessica in Albury, you got a creepy pet?
I don't, but my cousin, this would have been years ago, broke into a pet shop and stole a pet tarantula.
Okay,
spider.
So you got a creepy criminal cousin who's got a obsession with large arachnids. Why? I mean, are they expensive? Tarantulas expensive? Were times tough?
He really wanted to. I wasn't too sure. He just said that he wanted one.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, I mean, you could wait until the store opens 9 a.m. the next day. No, I think it's best we do a break in right now, lads. Did he used to travel around with a tarantula? I'm going to put it out there. People with these creepy pets, they're creepy people and they've got a screw or two loose. They seem to think that they can just take it around like a child and everyone else will love the novelty. I'll tell you what, it scares the shit out of some people in public. Did he take the tarantula around?
Yes, he did. And then when he brought it over my place, I stayed on the other side of the house.
I bet you did. I bet you did. Oh, I can just imagine him down at the skate park with no shoes, selling cans of Coke, showing off with that hairy spider. Oh, give it a pet. Look at its sparse little hairs. Isn't he cute?
No. He eventually got caught.
Good. You can't be breaking into a pet shop stealing tarantulas. John in Wodonga.
Hey. How are you?
Good, thank you. Creepy pet?
Yeah, I've got a fair few snakes that I've had most of my life.
John Wodonga, fair few snakes most of his life. It all checks out to me. One of my biggest fears is snakes. And I mean, I can see that some people enjoy snakes. Just answer this, John. Are you one of those men that would walk around in public and say, oh, look at this snake? Or I'm just nipping down to the petrol station to pick up an oak chocolate milk. Maybe I'll bring a snake with me. Oh, good.
Well, I used to carry them around with me. Oh. I had one really big snake that was a really friendly big snake. I've had him for years and I'd take him to the beach.
I love
that. That's about it.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, I really... No, I don't love that. I love that you say he's a friendly snake. Oh, they all say that. Oh, my rat's really friendly. Oh, look at him. What's he going to do?
Add me on...
Yeah, pretty friendly. What's he going to do? Add me on Facebook? Strike up a conversation? Be a good old chummy pal? It's a snake.
They start a fair few combos.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is literally the tea no one asked for. VB just put out a beer-flavoured tea. VB really trying to outstretch the market at the moment. No longer are they just known for their beer. They're now branching out into hats, long-sleeve shirts and tea bags. They put a limited edition VB tea out as part of a promotional push ahead of this year's Ashes series in England. Oh, I see what they've done there. Because the Poms are posh and tea's posh. But VB's Aussie. The posh Aussie mix. The tea, which comes in packs of 24, of course, is comprised of a combination of Ceylon black tea leaves and VB's own super pride hops, with the end result looking and tasting like a frothy beer tea. There's no actual booze in the tea, which is actually quite good for me as a recovering alcoholic. Hashtag almost 5 years sober. Hashtag love to beer. Hashtag loves the beer taste. Hashtag needs to be content with tea these days. We've chucked it up on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page if you want to check out the VBT review. And I thought it was very interesting that VB released their VBT commercial earlier on today as well.
How does it happen? You can get it working all day in the shed. You can get it once you've put the children to bed. You can get it changing a flat tire. You can get it rugged up in front of the fire. Or even when your man flu is at its worst, you sure got a thirst. And a hard-earned thirst needs a nice warm tea. And the best warm tea is Vic, Victoria Bitter. You can get it laying bricks on the worksite. You can get it with the missus during date night. You can get it working at the abattoir. You can get it at the Sizzler salad bar. You can get it after a game of cricket. You can get it whilst nibbling on a biscuit. You can get it after you've renewed your wedding vows. Matter of fact, I got it now. Victoria Bitter. Tea.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
All I'll say here is, do not shoot thou messenger. I'm just reading what I've got in me paper. Study says 28% of delivery drivers have eaten some of your food. Yeah, shocking news. It's shocking. It's shocking news and shocking numbers. If you've ever wondered if a delivery driver has taken a bite of your food whilst on delivery before, the study shows that 28% of delivery drivers have taken food from a customer's order. We're talking just your standard pizza deliverer. We're talking that guy that drops off your Thai and your Indian. I mean, we're obviously including Uber Eats and Deliveroo and all those things under the umbrella as well. 54% of delivery drivers polled also said that they are often tempted by the smell of the food that they deliver to customers. Now, I know they haven't eaten anything, but this is still a very scary statistic. Not only roughly a quarter of people admitting to eating it, over half of these drivers are also admitting, it's only a matter of time until this nose gets the better of me. It's very scary stuff. I mean, they surveyed 497 adults who identified as having worked as a deliverer for at least one of these food delivery apps or restaurants over the past 3 years. This is big. This is a study that sort of has rocked the nation. I mean, I get food delivered from time to time. Usually I do peruse Uber Eats after a heavy night of radioing. I've always assumed that you've just got to plan for the worst in this scenario. You've almost got to go in with the head going, right, I will get 99% of my food here, but I almost have to be at peace that this delivery driver might put his sneaky wandering fingers into my chips at some point and just take a couple. That's the risk in the game you play.
I would sometimes, when I'm picking what I want, think about in my head, is this an item that a driver could easily pick out on his way to delivering it to me?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on my Uber Eats or menu log, I'll have a look and just go, oh, look, that's salt and pepper squid. Like, that can easily be, no one will know if they just took one out.
It's an easy pinch. Well, I had no idea that the shy guy was considering this in his order from time to time.
I have lost a lot of meals I've wanted because of that.
It would explain why you're always getting Mad Mex burritos. Because very hard to pinch anything out of a burrito without having to unwrap the foil, the bread, just to take a little bit of bean
exactly.
and rice out of it.
It's a giveaway.
Yeah, it's a safe meal. It's gridlocked. Look, I'm not having a go at the delivery drivers tonight. Like I've said, I've already drawn my alliances and say I expect 99% of my meal covered. If you want to take a little chip tax whilst you're out there on your scoot or your little car, pissing down rain at 1 in the morning, delivering me, just being a fat puds in my bed, eating some fish and chips under the duvet, you go for it. I mean, you're working a lot harder than me. I think it should be law to give at least 1% of your food away to these delivery drivers. And may I confess, back in the day, I did used to work for a small-scale pizza chain, and I may have taken an anchovy or two off a pizza. Off a large. It was a large family. It was a supreme. I'm an anchovy man. They call me Anchovy Dan. What can I say? It was my
Shameful.
Right. No, it was my right as a delivery driver. And that's the thing tonight. 131060. Do we have any delivery drivers brave enough to just step up right now and say, you know what? I have done some wrongs in the past. A long, long time ago. Maybe I'm doing some wrongs right now as a delivery driver. Do you have some secrets? And what does Australia need to know before their food arrives?
We understand you work longer. We understand you work harder. You need to be paid much higher. Secrets from delivery drivers.
I know we've got a lot of delivery drivers out there who are delivering food, and you can remain anonymous, you can remain off the record, we can blur your voice. But it is very important that this 28% of delivery drivers who have admitted to eating some of the food come clean about what they're after, come clean about what they're peckish over, and come clean about what's easy to pinch out of the bag before delivering to someone. 131060 Mad Mex vouchers up for grabs to any delivery driver who wants to come forward and come clean. We've all ordered food before. It may be the most important piece of radio you've heard this year. Next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You made a real exciting change and you couldn't wait to show it, show it, show it. What was it they did not notice?
What was it that they did not notice? Nothing will get a bee in your bonnet quicker than making some elusive change in your life. Looking forward to showing and sharing the news with your nearest and dearest later on in the day. I get home, they haven't noticed. God, notice me. Notice me in all my realities. That's what this lady, this wife's silent protest. She hasn't been washing her hubby's towel in 3 months. He hasn't noticed. He don't care. It's not on his radar. These are just two people bashing their heads up against the wall. We've been through before. It's very difficult to notice a new haircut on someone. I mean, if you know a lot of people, that is a lot of hair follicles. And to keep sort of tabs on every single style, shade and length is very, very difficult indeed. 131060, what did they not notice? Or what did you not notice? Jared in Toowoomba.
Didn't notice my girlfriend painted her toenails.
Oh, bad boy. Bad boyfriend. Yeah.
Look, if looks could kill, I still wouldn't be talking to you.
I think we'd have a murder case on our hands down there in Toowoomba, Jared.
Yes, we definitely would.
Look, it's an important question that I must ask. Did she go from no toenail polish to a new style of toenail, or had she gone from one colour to another different colour?
No, normal nails to painted.
Yeah, no, that's bad, Jared. You're a bad dog there. You need to be paying attention to your girlfriend's 10 toes at all times. Hayden in Brisbane on 131060. What did they not notice?
Hello. I got a tattoo on my calf when I was 18. It took my dad 4 weeks to notice.
Height of rudeness. I mean, was your dad sort of on board with tats? Was this your first tat? Or are you quite a checkered man and he doesn't really care about that sort of thing?
It was my very first one. He wasn't too happy considering it was a video game.
Yeah, right. So do you think he noticed, but he pretended not to notice? That might hurt
more? No, he had no idea.
He had no idea. He was just a dumb dad. Yeah, right.
He just walked out one day and he's like, what the hell is that?
What the hell is that? Assassin's Creed on the car. Okay, thanks, Hayden. Tiffany in Mildura on 131060. What did they not notice?
Hey, babe, same story. My ex-husband, I was out on my 25th birthday with the girlfriends having lunch. We all thought, oh, yep, got me a tattoo on my foot.
Oh.
Went home, like a pair of thongs, you know, walked around the house, waited a few hours. He wasn't going to notice, so I'm like, hey, got my foot tattooed.
Yeah, it breaks my heart that the hubby hasn't noticed such a classic move, getting a spontaneous tattoo at lunchtime.
What we're
hearing here is a couple of themes. There's the mistake, people aren't paying enough attention to everyone's skin, and people aren't paying enough attention to feet.
That's right.
Two things that we could probably pay more attention to with our partners. How is the feeling when you have the penny drops, you're like, oh, I'm going to have to bring this one up myself, aren't I? You like sort of walk past him a few times, or like dangle the foot.
Contemplation of how long do you let it go?
Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. How long do you let it go? How long's a piece of string? Does he love it now?
No, he didn't like it at all. Still complaining.
Oh, dear.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
A curious case with a Victorian suburb being covered in graffiti in an attempt to find father-to-be Chris. Come on, Chris. Show yourself. Residents in the Melbourne suburb of Frankston, of course, are baffled after mystery graffiti has been scrawled across the town in search for dad-to-be Chris. Residents were baffled at the purple scrawl covering walls, buildings and public barbecues reading, Chris, you need to talk to me before the baby's born, or don't bother after. Woman scorned. I like that. I mean, she's written it on a public wall. She's written it on a barbecue at the Frankston Reserve. She's written it on the back of a toilet door. This is a lady who is desperate to get in touch with that father. And so she should. The mystery mum's taken it upon herself. I mean, she would have tried contacting the man in various forms. Dare I say they even have each other's phone numbers. Chris has done one of those ghosting manoeuvres. He's found out that she's pregnant. He's not willing to accept responsibility for it. He's muted all her Facebook messages. Don't even get me started on those message requests on Instagram that he hasn't filed. No doubt he hasn't been checking his Twitter. And I bet we're starting to travel quite quick around Frankston. Go, come on, Chris, mate. I mean, it's a bit funny, isn't it? It's a bit shit that you've accidentally got someone pregnant. And yeah, life's what happens when you're busy making other plans, we know. But come on, it's time to pay the piper here, big boy. You got yourself into this mess. You got to now take what the doctor's delivered. This lady's only a couple of weeks away from bursting. She needs Chris. She needs her man by her side. One man suggested on Facebook, I mean, this is where it's gone viral, by the way, said, just sort it out, mate. Oh, I couldn't agree more. another agreed, saying, bro, come on, just let her know where you are. Yes. Yes, good one. Come on, Chris, show yourself. Another suggested that Chris can't keep running. So true. Chris should really just call. Frankston needs this before the whole city is destroyed. Lord help us, wrote Callum Morris. This is another point. If Chris doesn't come forward, all of a sudden everything will be graffitied with this crazy mother-to-be going to desperate measures to find her baby daddy. And we thought, I mean, maybe Chris hasn't seen the messages. Maybe Chris is innocent in all of this. I don't think so. But if Chris is listening right now, maybe, just maybe, a Frankston mum needs their Frankston dad. Desperate measures call for desperate times. And mates, just call back this crazy lady.
She's on minimum wage and you haven't replied, so she's gone around town graffitied on the walls. It started out with a kiss at the pub on the piss. Can you text her back, Chris? Can you please text her back, Chris? Yeah, she's due in 3 weeks and you know you're the dad. Stop being such a shit bloke. How about you just ring her back? Mate, you've seen what she said. The whole of Frankston is sick. Text back, don't leave her on red. Chris, we know that you're around. Please put down your bong now. Come on, bro. I understand it was conceived accidentally. And then you're on the doll. But seriously, contact the mother of your baby. Check your Facebook and Twitter feeds. Put down your Xbox and the weed. But that's just the price you pay when you have sex without a condom anyway. Oh, Chris, can you please reply? Before another wall is vandalized, just text her.
Come on, Chris, mate. Pull your finger out.
Just text her.
Get it, she's crazy, and it was a one-night stand, but fair's fair.
Just text her.
Probably best not to buy those sweet rims you were saving up for, eh?
Just text her.
Go on, Chris. Go to Woolies, buy some foam credit and do the right thing.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand.
The dominant brand. With in-season passes to Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw up for grabs. Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham starring Hobbs and Shaw in cinemas Thursday. Tonight, you've just got to have the category that myself, the shy guy, and Alex all say the same answer to. Louie, of course, off sick. Bad batch of the sniffles. But Alex is stepping in. Thank you for that. Tip my hat to you, my lady.
No worries.
First one we've got tonight is Esther in Brisbane.
Hi.
Oh, bubbly. Bubbles alert. She's coming in hot, guys. You're only halfway there, Esther, so just tame your enthusiasm. You have got on, but you've got to make sure me, Alex, and the Shy Guy all say the same brand at the same time. What is your category?
Family car brand.
Family
so is this
car.
Model of car or maker of car?
Maker of car.
Maker,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, the car brand.
All right.
Shy guy. I've got one in mind. I mean, very hard for me. I don't really have a family or a car at this point in my living situation. I'm just trying to recall. All right, you got something, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, family car.
Shy guy's nodding as well. Three, yep. Two, one. Toyota.
Toyota.
Oh! Yeah. Oh! Very nice. Yeah.
Yay!
Yay! You're off to Fast and the Furious. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. At Toyota, of course. The people mover. Nathan in Cockatoo. We're one from
Good
one so
go.
Far. Hello, good, thank you. What's the brand? What's the category?
It is a camera company.
Cameras. Okay.
The
shy guy doesn't have too many hobbies, but he does love setting up his camera on his drone over
I do
the weekend.
Like my drone.
Taking some fantastic photos of vistas, sprawling
lots
vistas.
Lots of landscapes.
I think I've got something. Oh, it's a tough one, but I think I've got something. Yes, Alex, you've got something.
Yeah, I've got something.
No doubt the Shy Guy's got something over there. Three, two, one.
Go,
Nikon.
Oh, oh, sorry, wrong button, wrong button. That's definitely a wronger. We've had a three-way split there. Shy Guy, GoPro.
GoPro, it's like the most popular camera maker ever.
I said yeah. Nikon, and then Alex said Canon. What were you thinking,
when
Nathan?
When you were saying drone, I thought you were going to think something like GoPro. Because even Canon doesn't even do a drone, I don't think.
Let's not get bogged down in whether Canon does drones or not. Nathan, what were you hoping we'd say?
Canon.
Oh.
Whoops.
Oh, well. Sorry about that, Nathan. Annabelle, you are up. What's your category?
Category is baby shampoo.
Baby shampoo. Now, I was a baby once upon a time, and I had long, delicious locks. I remember very fondly my mother washing my little brown wispies. Three, two, one.
Johnson's.
Johnson's.
Ooh. I was.
You drew a blank. You drew a blank.
I pulled a Shy Guy. Oh, no. No, you don't. No, yes. No, you're right. I pulled a Shy Guy. I was thinking Johnson & Johnson's, but I was going to. I, for some reason, thought that the Johnson's & Johnson's logo was Head & Shoulders. And then I got a little confused. Oh. And I was about to say Head & Shoulders, and then I got way confused.
See,
sorry
happens.
About that. Yeah, no.
Sorry, it happens.
Let everyone down there. You know what it feels like? It feels like I can't get an erection and I'm with a really hot girl. That's how I feel right now. Sorry. Doesn't usually happen to me. I'm usually better than this. Luke, in Brisbane, we're one from three. What's your category?
Hey, Danny, just your classic 700ml bottle of vodka.
Your classic 700ml bottle of vodka. Yes. Hashtag almost 5 years sober. Hashtag it's been a while since I've guzzled one of those 700ml bottles. Those were the days. I think I've got a dominant brand. I'm sure Alex has a dominant brand.
Yeah.
The Shy Guy. You are aware of the concept of vodka?
Yes, I know alcoholic.
All right. Three, two, one.
Smirnoff.
Yeah.
I said it wrong, but yep.
Smirnoff. It may be. Yeah, good. It's clearly at the top of the pile when it comes to your go-to vodkas. Respect to Smirnoff. Two from four. Well done, Luke. Off to Fast and Furious. Jamie in Coffs. Yeah. Wrap this up on 131060. What's your cat?
Washing detergent.
Oh, now I know the Shy Guy doesn't do much washing. He's been known to wear the same long sleeve t-shirt for 18 days in a row. Washing detergent.
I think I've got it.
I'm trying to think of what's in the laundry at home.
I have one that I know. I don't know if it's the market leader. I'm not hanging out in enough mothers' groups. Three, two, one.
Vanish.
Omo. Oh, damn it. Two vanishes and an Omo.
I said finish.
Oh, finish.
That's the dishwasher, isn't it?
Well, we've got one finish, we've got one vanish and an Omo. What were you going to say, Jamie?
Omo.
Oh, no. Omo. Got yourself a domesticated man right here. But unfortunately, Jamie couldn't get the chocolates tonight. Thank you, Alex, for playing along, playing the role of Shuey Louie.
No worries.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
All right.
And then it got weird.
Lakey's top five.
Oh, this should be good.
Top five things that made you cool when you were a kid and makes you uncool as an adult.
Yeah, sometimes you'll do something as a child and everyone will lose their shit. They think you are the coolest cat in the club. And you quickly realise once you reach a certain threshold in age that everyone else has changed around you. They don't view you with the same cool eyes anymore. These top five things that made you cool when you were a kid will turn out horribly if you try these things as an adult. Coming in at number five, 1,000 bounces on a pogo stick. Yes, as a child, if you could become part of the 1,000 club whilst hopping up and down on that bouncy space plunger, you were the bee's knees. Children would line up in droves to check out the big dog doing 1,000 jumps, counting number for number, bounce for bounce along the way. If you try doing 1,000 bounces on a pogo stick as an adult, not only do people lose interest after about 7, they then start questioning your mental capacity once you've jumped over 50, and by the time you reach that 1,000th elusive bounce milestone, everyone has left about an hour ago. Coming in at number 4 is yelling, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry when someone did something bad and was about to get in trouble. That phrase in primary school meant that you were a cool kid. Not only did it represent that you were willing to be loud and rambunctious in the face of danger when some other kid was getting busted, also meant that you had your daytime television on point when you were sick and home from school. Yes, Jerry Springer and Ricky Lake were what the cool kids watched. But if someone gets in trouble with the police now and you're yelling, Jerry, 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 the cops may as well arrest you and put you in the slammer for life. Guilty of being uncool without parole. Coming in at number three in the top five things that made you cool when you were a kid and makes you uncool as an adult is running fast. I'm talking short distance here. I mean, if you're a long distance runner and you're over the age of 25, it's kind of cool to be able to post a pretty nice time in a marathon. But anything sub 100 meters really doesn't get you any kudos as an adult. Unlike if you were the 100 meter schoolboy champion in grade 5. That instantly got you points with the chicks because it was a short distance game back then. The only time adults need to sprint is when they've stolen something, and that is so uncool. Coming in at number two in the top five things that made you cool when you were a kid and makes you uncool as an adult was selling pages of pornography out of a briefcase by the bike racks. You could make $2 a page back then and was a lord amongst boys. If you try and stop a bunch of wealthy finance businessmen in the street with your pages of pornography out of a briefcase, you may get slapped. Not to mention that they have enough money to buy a whole porn mag themselves. And number one, the creme de la creme in the top five things that made you cool when you were a kid and makes you uncool as an adult is missing a tooth. The more teeth you're missing as a kid, the cooler and more financially well off you are. You lost a tooth in grade 6, not only were you $2 richer, you just had one of the coolest lisps going around. If you're missing a tooth in the adult world, people will judge you. It's quite simply not acceptable to be missing one of your front teeth as an adult, and most of us will pay through the nose to make sure that it's fixed, fitted, and fully recovered by the next day. And don't get me wrong, there are a couple of adults out there who manage to put their ego and societal norms to one side and can rock a missing tooth for the rest of their life. But 99% of us have judged you and consider you to be on the dole.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Your commercial FM hits are taking a break for 30 minutes.
You can't justify this.
What are we going to do instead? It's FM radio, as you've never heard it before. The mics will be on. The phone lines will be open. And the music will be gone. 5, 4, 3, 2. The Danny Lakey Late Show presents 1. Talkback Tuesday.
Talky, talky, Talkback Tuesday. If you're a loose goose, a rowdy randy, or a chassis henny penny, you are invited to call 131060 right now, strictly talk back until the end of the show. Anyone who gets on air, they will score in-season passes to Fast and the Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. If that doesn't tickle your peach, then just talk to the shy guy, get a little angry and say you want to see another movie instead. He's so shy that he will submit to your requests. That's the shy guy for you. At 131060, Shondell in St. Mary's. Welcome to Talk Back Tuesday. Would you classify yourself as a loose goose, a rowdy randy, or a chatty henny penny?
Probably all three. Let's go with that.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Okay. So, all week, I've literally been walking around flipping everyone the bird for the entire week.
Pissed off at life, are you?
No, I broke my middle finger on my right hand.
Oh, no, and now it's in a splint and that's the way it's cocked up. It's got a little popsicle stick
there. I've literally got a little cast on the underside of my finger. Oh. So it doesn't look like it's cast from the front, but it's definitely cast from the back. And it literally just looks like I'm just giving everyone the finger all the time.
Well, the whole of Australia wants to know, is there any ligament damage?
There's no ligament damage, but I did snap the top of my finger clear off.
How did you do it?
Oh, so here's the funny part, and this is what everyone asks. Oh, how did you do that? Well, I was on the toilet wiping.
Oh, no way. You've wiped too hard? You've gone back to front instead of front to back? You got it jagged on a lip?
There was someone trying to get to the toilet while I was on the toilet and I was rushing.
Oh, no.
And I rushed and I went to wipe and I got the toilet bowl instead and snapped the top of my finger on the porcelain bowl.
The porcelain snap!
The porcelain snap.
Yeah,
porcelain one, finger none.
Absolutely. And now you've got to get someone else to wipe your bum for you instead, I'm assuming.
No, no, the splint makes it very easy to wipe. I'm very happy. I'm very happy with the splint. No one is wiping my tookus. I am wiping my own tookus. I'm very pleased with the outcome.
I'll be wiping my own tookus. I'm an independent lady. My finger may be in a splint, but I wrap it up in Kleenex and it does the job just fine.
Not bad.
Damn straight.
I mean, it's a great story, and we've also learnt as well there may be a more effective way of wiping your ass. It's sort of like splinting, holding a paddle pop stick in one finger and wrapping some toilet paper around it. Really getting into those nooks and crannies.
I got a stick in a Kleenex. I'm right.
Yes, you are. Thank you. Dirty Dick on the Central Coast. Hello, Dirty Dick.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. This is the second time speaking to you tonight, Dirty Dick. You good, value?
Well, you better start paying me money or I won't talk at all.
Definitely listen, not.
Can I comment just a little bit about what that lady just said, wiping the bum, before we start?
Absolutely, Dirty Dick.
Mate, I was standing at the bank one day and there was this really, really old man and he could hardly walk. And me and an old lady was looking at him. And I said, honey, we're all going there. I said, he's old. We're all going there. Mm. And she said, how old are you? And I said, 77. I said, how old are you? She said, 70. She said, how old do you want to live to? And I said, until I can't wipe my own bum. She said, well, I'm lucky. She said, my daughter's going to wipe mine. I used to wipe hers. Let me like a... one quick comment about Gordon Ramsay with his goat. Can I?
All right, Daddy Dick.
All right. Gordon Ramsay ought to be sent to jail for shooting the goat because I got 6 months jail for making love to a goat and my mate got 6 months jail for acting the goat. So...
And that's why they call him Dirty Dick.
On Talkback Tuesday on the Danny Lakey Late Show, if you've got something to say, give us a ring. 131060.
Renee in Berwick, yeah. Victoria. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Bet you didn't think you'd be on the line to Dirty Dick, just simmering in the background, playing second fiddle.
I don't know how I can beat that.
No one can beat Dirty Dick. Yeah, once we all come to terms with the fact that no one is dirtier than Dirty Dick, then we
absolutely
can all live a prosperous
not
life. Let's not compare ourselves and use Dirty Dick as the dirty yardstick. You just do you, sister.
Yeah, I'm definitely not as bad as Dirty Dick.
That's all right. What do you want to say?
Well, today at work, I work at a retirement home in the kitchen. I'm a cook.
Cool.
So I was trying to cut baking paper for the baking tray to put in the oven. And every time I tried to cut it, it wouldn't cut straight because the catering-sized baking paper that we use is too long for me to be able to cut it all in one go, so it's always wonky.
And I've been looking for someone to call up about the length of industrial-sized baking paper for a while now, and I'm glad my prayers have finally been answered.
Right, because no one else is, like, as annoyed at this as I am.
I mean, I would always imagine that the industrial-sized baking paper is similar to Christmas wrapping paper, where as long as you get that first little snip going with the scissors, you can pretty much ride that train the whole way down the paper in a reasonably enough straight line. Does this not happen?
No, you can't because it doesn't cut as easily. So, like, you sort of have to push on it a bit harder and then it rips itself and then it's not straight for one or it... you'll try and cut it smoothly and it'll just curve and then you don't get, like, the full size of the baking paper for the tray. So the bottom of stuff always burns.
Okay. The baking paper police have just arrived. They said, even though it is Talkback Radio, we can only talk for 90 seconds about baking paper because not enough people are interested in it. May I ask...
See, this is my issue at work as well.
Well, I mean, maybe it's you then, Renee.
I know, I think it's just me.
Can you just add, say, if people are getting rowdy in a retirement home, because I've heard dirty rumours that the people of Dirty Dick and Dirty Grands alike are going at it like no one's business. They know they've only got 5 years left and they are just lubricating themselves left, right and centre.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we do have, like, we have one couple that think they're married, but they sort of just, they aren't.
Oh.
And, but they think they are, so that's nice. They have someone.
Yeah, blissfully ignorant. Thank you for the call.
On Talkback Tuesday on the Danny Lakey Late Show, if you've got something to say, give us a ring. 131060.
Susie in Glenacre. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
All the more flustered and better now that I've heard you, you golden goose.
I just wanted to say how much I love listening to you, but I was scared you might make fun of me.
Susie, would I make fun of a listener just for pouring their heart and soul on live radio?
It's just that sometimes you make me laugh so much and you make me feel better.
Go on.
And I reckon it'd be really fun to be on. You'd be real fun to go on a date with.
Yes, I would.
That's all I wanted to say, that I listen to you a lot.
Thanks, Susie.
Thanks for taking my call.
It means the world to me. Cheers. Jimmy in Melbourne on 131060. We have established the fact that me and Susie are pretty much meant to be. And I've already teed up an ice cream date with her next Tuesday. Why don't you know? Why don't you know about me and Susie? Who are you to stand in the way of me and Susie's relationship?
Well, I'm a little bit jealous. I don't know how I can compete. Here I was going to try and be your friend, but I've missed out.
Nah.
Could have been one call before.
Yeah, well, even if you were one call before and Susie was one call afterwards, I would have immediately thrown out our friendship in return for Susie's love and compassion.
Oh, no. What a shame. We could have gone out. It could have been best of buds.
No. What do you want to say?
Susie, I just wanted to say hello. How's it all going?
I'm actually very good. I mean, this isn't really about me, but I mean, if you really want my honest opinion.
I think it's good to know.
Well, I'm working very hard. I arrive at midday at the moment. I am considering seeing a counsellor because I'm not sure if I feel love. I just like giving love. And I'm not sure whether
that's quite sweet.
Well, it is nice, but I mean, literally, if someone were to hug me, I find it physically condescending.
Really?
There may be a little bit of deep, dark trauma there. I'm not too sure.
Oh, no.
I sort of brought up about a week and a half ago when I was dating the Indian princess. We're not together anymore, partly because she felt invalid, the fact that I didn't enjoy her hugs. So, I mean, that's the biggest issue in my life at the moment, which isn't too bad because, I mean, I see a World Vision advert on Channel 10 every 30 minutes and it reminds me that life ain't so bad.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
It is very crazy. It's funny how the world works. You keep on fighting the good fight, young Jim.
On the Danny Lakey Late Show, this is Talk Back Tuesday.
Rocket!
Lakey!
He's a rocket man! What's going
on, mate? What is going on with the GIL? Have you done anything about it yet?
The New South Wales TAFE GIL.
Yeah, come on.
I haven't seen the TAFE GIL since. Just to get everyone up to speed, Rocket is inquiring about the very hot 60-year-old bleach blonde Barbie bimbo that I've fallen in love with. Yes, I've got an older woman complex. I've seen her twice now. Haven't been able to use those amazing pickup lines that the listeners suggested. Trust me, though, every day I walk past that New South Wales TAFE, I'm crossing my fingers that the GILF will be there. And when she is, I'll be there ready to go.
Mate, you just got to pretend you're a student and ask her where this classroom is you got to go to.
excuse me. Where's the New South Wales TAFE GILF? Which class is she in? Oh, she's in Textiles 104.
We need to hear more of it over night time, mate.
Trust me, I will. The second that me and the New South Wales TAFE GILF have any more contact, I shall let you know. I mean, Rocket, you sound like a good man with all his marbles still, but you do sound about 25 to 30 years older than me. What I wonder is, when you get to your age, if you have a MILF complex, does it sort of grow parallel? So you're still attracted to a woman 30 years older than you? Or do you just end up being attracted to people then your same age, a.k.a. the MILFs and the GILFs?
Both.
Thank you, Rocket Man.
Got something to say? Give us a ring now. 131060. The Danny Lakey Late Show's Talk Back Tuesday.
Crystal in Sydney, it is Talk Back Tuesday. Glad
Hi.
To have you on. What's going on?
I just had a bit of a shower thought for you.
Great.
So, you ever thought that if you're turned on by sexy talk, then doesn't that mean that your genitals are voice activated?
You know what? I think it does.
I think it does too.
And I think you've just activated something with the voice right now. Whoa.
Yes!
Hell's bells. Now, it is very interesting that if you think sexy thoughts, all of a sudden, sort of like those little butterfly effects go on between your pelvis region. And I blame that. You know, I've actually never met anyone who ejaculated later than I have. So we talk about first ejaculation stories. 15th birthday, by the way, for me. And I've never met a bloke who has gone later than that. You always ask a guy, oh, when was your first wet dream? Or when did you first learn to, like, be sexual? That kind of thing. Most dudes will say anywhere between the age of, like, 9 and 14. And what I realised is I was trying for years, but I wasn't thinking the sexual thoughts and the sexual voices. I was just thinking of nothing.
Like, there we go.
I just thought if I physically did it, I could do it. And now looking back, so that time I was in the bathtub with a whole heap of maple syrup, all I needed was a couple of sexy thoughts at the end of that. I could have got up.
All that time wasted.
I know. And thanks for the call, Crystal. Michael in Melbourne. Hello.
Hi, mate.
How old may I ask you? I mean, you just said on my 15th birthday was the first time that I learned to shoot fireworks. What age were you? Do you remember?
No.
It's quite late, isn't it? The 15th.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember it was on my 15th birthday because my parents bought me a mag of Sports Illustrated and I decided to give it one last crack. I'm serious.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah. No, dude. I was a 15-year-old boy. Come at me, bro. What do you want to talk about?
Right lane hoggers on freeways, mate. Everyone who's listening, get out of the right lane. Let the other people through.
May I remind you, Michael, that you too are part of the traffic.
Got something to say? Give us a ring now. 131060. The Danny Lakey Late Show's Talk Back Tuesday.
Ye old Tiffany.
Hi, Lakey.
I can see here in a little producer's note that the Shy Guy has written down, cluster of genital warts update.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, for those who haven't played along at home and heard the great story, I did have a friend who took a chick back one night and he incorporated jelly beans into the foreplay. He was nibbling around down there. A few days later, he had to go to the doctor because his mouth was swollen up, looking like a bee sting. The doctor thinks what happened was he was nibbling on jelly beans and accidentally nibbled off a cluster of genital warts. No good. No
it
good.
It traumatised me.
Very traumatising indeed. I mean, no one wants to bite off a cluster of genital warts.
I need a follow-up. Like, I need to know how this girl didn't scream or, more importantly, the follow-up call. Like, you know, you gave me genital warts.
Yeah, I think the guy just wanted to put it in his past. And I'm convinced that if someone were to bite your genital warts off, you can't actually feel it.
But, like, wouldn't she be messaging him the next day going, that was the most amazing night of my life? And he's just like,
Yeah, these are all good hypotheticals. But I don't know. I think you can happily just put that down in the book and notch it up as a win. Be like, hey, met an amazing guy. He incorporated some jelly beans. Never been there before. And miraculously, my genital warts seem to have cleared up.
Flaky.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. I don't know. I can only say as much as I know, and the rest we just have to draw strings. I appreciate the call, though. Trust me, much like the New South Wales TAFE GILF, you will be updated on any genital wart clusters as they come to fruition.
On the Danny Lakey Late Show, this is Talk Back Tuesday.
Last caller, Jacinda. Hello.
Hi. I've got a bit of a confession I need to say.
Brilliant.
So I'm 26 and my partner's 4 years younger than me. I actually took his virginity last year while your show was playing in the car. We were having sex in the back seat of his car.
Beauty! Eurypa! Do you remember what the topic was during the money shot?
To be perfectly honest, I was more thinking about the money shot.
Yeah, true. Always prioritise the money shots over the background songs. Oh, hang on a second, big boy. Yeah, no, I think we should call 131060 for this. This does apply to me. Oh, I'm very glad.
He actually listened to you after tape and he was like, you should ring in and tell Danny, he'd love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, beauty. You ripper. Just for that, we're going to give you and your delicious boyfriend some Crafters Union wines. It's wine in a can. You can enjoy delicious and beautifully designed Crafters Union wines available in major retailers. Well done.
Thank you.
No worries. Talk Back Tuesday. We'll be back next week. We will be back tomorrow.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Just a family that's got a little too excited at their five-star hotel. And it happens to the best of us at the worst of times. Now, this has gone viral. Essentially, the family were enjoying a luxurious trip to Bali. They tried to get a little extra bang for their buck when they stole a whole heap of hotel amenities that weren't part of your typical hotel freebies. This isn't any shampoo situation, guys. The family's souvenirs included the hairdryer, the coat hangers, and even the candles that were all property of the expensive Bali five-star hotel. In a video posted to Twitter, the family are seen shouting at hotel workers and offering to pay extra after being caught with the loot. Oh, they've got very excited and they've got very greedy.
I will pay. Yeah. Sorry, I will pay.
No.
It's not about pay. I am very late.
It's not about money. Huh? I know you have a lot of money.
I will pay.
I know you have a lot of money.
Extra money. I will pay.
This is no respect.
Sorry. Really sorry. I will pay.
Before you shouting.
Sorry, I will pay.
I was not expecting the thieves in question to be of Indian descent. Definitely expecting more of an Aussie bogan set up there. Should have listened to the audio prior. Nevertheless, they did get very excited. And they wouldn't be the first people to get carried away in a five-star hotel. I mean, the second you go through the door, it just feels different in the air, doesn't it? The air's cooler. The view's more pristine. The bed's more comfy. And you look over there, you go, oh, my God, look at that massive TV. No, I can't take that. Oh, my God, look at that minibar. No, they'll charge me for that. Oh, look at that shampoo in its little bottle. Yeah, no, I can take that. That's all mine. I mean, I think shampoo is acceptable. I think little coffee canisters and little tea sachets, they're definitely acceptable as well because technically you're just not using them in the hotel. You're saving it. You're banking it. Saying, no, you know what? I won't have me Morning Joe this morning. I'll bring it with me and empty it into a little Esky cup once I check out around 10 a.m. a little later on. 131060. Talking about badass hotel thieves, what have you stolen from the host?
Are you one of those badass hotel thieves?
I don't know where on the scale of badass hotel thiefness this stands because I have been known to take a towel from the Meriton every now and then. Yes, I know. Call the cop shop. Come at me, bro. I feel that the towels are free game. They've got to have tens of thousands of those bad boys going through wash on high rotation. And I'm a man who likes to go to the gym a lot. And only likes to wash my towels once a week. It's therefore my duty to accrue at least 8 towels at all times. 131060, most badass hotel thief.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Are you one of those badass hotel thieves?
Look, no judgment here tonight. There's no one who's going to dob you into the cop shop and say, oh, I think this was a bit too thievery from you. I mean, if you've booked the hotel, as far as I'm concerned, it's a dog-eat-dog world once that booking's made. You've already picked up your key card. These people, they got caught. That's the thing. This is the game that they played. They danced the jolly jig. They try to take candles. They try to take the hairdryer. They try to take coat hangers. And you can hear, I don't know if they're sorry, but they're sorry they got caught.
I will pay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I will pay.
No.
It's not about pay. I am very late.
It's not about money. Huh? I know you have a lot of money.
I will pay.
No, it's not about that, mate. It's about the respect that you haven't shown the hotel and we'll have to call the authorities. I have gone on the record before that I've been known to steal a white hotel towel from the Meriton from time to time. They're great workout towels. What can I say? Cassie, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. There's a whiff of thief about you and I can tell already. I'm getting strong thiefy vibes.
Yeah, I've probably got one up on you. I actually take more than one towel at a time.
Whoa! Okay, what's the thinking behind that? Just in for a penny, in for a pound?
No, so I've got two children.
Oh!
And I sneak them out with the kids.
Yeah, right. Well, you've got children to take care of. That's great. It's a one towel per person who's staying at the hotel sort of concept that you got going on there.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's going to happen? The whole family's going to dry themselves with the one towel? I think not.
Exactly. So we wrap the kids up in them, take them down from pool deck and bring them back to our room. So there's still plenty of towels in our room.
Yeah.
It's not obviously pointing at us.
And we take the booty home, the loot home.
One of the great admin errors with the hotel, making it a free trade agreement between the bathroom towels and the pool towels. They're welcome to come up and down the elevator. They already stack you up with about 18 towels anyway in that bathroom. It already creates the mindset. You're like, well, what's a couple less going to do around here, eh? 131060, Badass Hotel Thief Sean on the Gold Coast. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. What did you steal?
So it wasn't me. It was my best friend.
Oh, yeah. Throw her under the bus.
And you know the hotel dryers that you threw into the wall?
Oh, yeah, the hair dryers, but are heavily bolted because they're very expensive and they don't want anyone to steal them. Those ones.
Yeah, those ones. You decided to go acquire a screwdriver. Mind you, we were very, very drunk by this stage of the night.
Yes.
She decided to go acquire a screwdriver so she could detach it from the wall. This took her about 2 hours.
Now, I don't mind a drunk man who is still looking for a clean crime. Most drunk men would be like, oh, let's just show how tough I am now. I've had a couple of bourbons. I could rip this straight off its hinges. Now, you've still got the common decency to go downstairs to the foyer, so you don't happen to have a hotel screwdriver, do you, mate? He's robbed it from right under their noses. One of the fantastic thieves. Chloe in Queensland. What did you steal from the hotel, you badass?
Hello. My partner and I stole the pillows.
It's an inside job. It's from the same bloodline. And usually there's a sort of high degree of communication with people who come from the same womb. You stole a pillow each?
Yes, we stole a pillow each. You know, hotel pillows, they're another thing, you know.
I was going to say, were you pillowless at the time or these were just too good of a pillow to not steal?
We had plenty and we were just like, you know what, we've had the best sleep the whole time we've been here. Yeah. We're just going to take them.
It was a firm mix of memory foam and goose feather, and Chloe saw it, and she gets what she wants. Caitlin, wrap this up. 131060, Hotel Badass Thief, what did you steal? Caitlin?
Oh, hello, sorry. So I'm not actually the thief, but those little, like, jam and Vegemite little sachets in the breakfast.
They're gone.
I've watched so many people just like stash them in their pockets thinking no one's watching. But then one of the weirdest things, my auntie used to keep all the like the makeup wipes and the little shampoo and conditioners to the point she had 3 big storage boxes in her house.
Yeah, right. Ooh. This is a compulsive stealer. It's so funny
but
with
she
those...
never used them. She just kept them all.
No, that's exactly right. It's not even usually the actual product that you've stolen. It's more the thrill of the steal that you're doing. Like you said, those little sachets of jam. That's got to be 1/280th. Of a jar of jam?
Yeah, it is.
You say, would you like...
People love him.
You just get a jam jar and say, would you like 1/280th of this, mate? They go, piss off. No way. Yeah. Get it out. No, the second it's in a sachet, all airlocks, all hell breaks loose.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Multi-wave machine creates massive tsunami at Chinese water park. Whoa. What a mouthful. I've spent the last 3.5 minutes trying to decide... how to represent this story, either sort of pitching it as one of the most hilarious things you'll ever see on the internet or one of the most tragic circumstances you'll ever find on the internet. And I've elected with both. I mean, I think it's possible. I think you can laugh with an open belly but then look with great concern afterwards. A terrifying 3-metre tsunami, in brackets, caused by a faulty wave machine crashed into poolgoers, leaving 44 bloodied and injured in China. That bit's not good. That's the bit that I... Oh, dear. Yeah, it almost ruins the fun, that sentence. Tourists can be heard screaming in video footage as the mountain of water launches over the barrier, forcing people to swim for their lives. Most of us have been in a wave pool before. It's usually quite relaxing. Usually the swell only gets up around 0.5 to 0.7 of a metre. Something's malfunctioned, causing just one of the best right-handers you've ever seen in your life. And the people out the back... I mean, they've got their rubber rings on, they've got their floaties. I mean, they're not the strongest of swimmers by the looks of it in this video. And all of a sudden, the wave pool has just turned into... What's that? What's that movie in the middle of the night with that ship? And the perfect storm is what this is. This is the perfect storm. And then you've got, like, the little tackers closer into shore. I mean, it's still coming. It's not losing any power and gusto, this 3-metre wave. And people are going everywhere. Check it out online. I mean, look at it with the hilarity that I've looked at, but with the same disconcerting look at the same time. It's possible to have both.
just got us thinking, what's going on at the pool? I mean, this. Oh, here's some audio, by the way. All right, well, that just sounds tragic, doesn't it? It looks... Okay, it's not a good story, is what it is. It's a terrible story. 13, 10, 60, what happened at the pool?
What happened at the pool?
Or in the pool?
What happened at the pool?
Or anywhere near the poolside area? Yeah, just a bit of pool chat on 13, 10, 60. What happened at the pool? Maybe a blood nose. That's what my brother did. In a bommy gone wrong sort of backyard situation. Let's have some nose surgery after that. I was a lifeguard at Wet n Wild for a year. God, you see some stuff at those pools. Yeah, couple of people getting frisky. Right at the back of the wave pool, to be honest. That caused a tsunami of its own. 13, 10, 60. Backyard pools, indoor pools, water park pools. What happened at the pool, in the pool, or by the poolside area?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
What happened at the pool?
Or in the pool?
What happened at the pool?
Area. Just a bit of poolside banter, I think, is what I should have gone with there. It got very complicated and sticky towards the end, but the calls have come in droves. All femmes, mind you. Ashlyn in Canberra, you heard the tragedy before with the 44 Chinese swimmers left bloodied and gored after this. Just terrible, isn't it?
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, no, not a hint of funniness about it now. Not a hint of funniness. Don't write in.
No, but completely relatable.
So relatable.
Because I too have had a near-death experience in the pool.
Wow. Talk us through it. Every detail, but skip the boring details and just get to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, look, I'll get quick. I'll give it to you quick. Anyway, you know those floating jumping castles in the pool that you always, you know, have a blast on?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wasn't having a blast. I was, like, swimming around one of those when I was a toddler. Like, I was, like, 4 or 5 or something. And, like, don't shame... No one shamed my parents. They just, you know, were probably relaxing, maybe asleep, who knows, by poolside. And I just happened to swim beneath the jumping castle. And I actually got trapped underneath the jumping castle. So I was having a low-key drown down there. But my brother, luckily... noticed I was gone, and then he, like, got the lifeguard to jump in and rescue me. And here I am today.
Well, great. And what a great storyteller. And I'm glad that you bypassed all the nitty-gritty of that one. And I feel like I was right there. Cheers. 13, 10, 60, Lisa in Indrapilli.
Hello.
Hello. Curtsy yes. To you, my lady.
I wasn't a toddler. I was a grown woman with a 5 and a 6-year-old kid with me in the wave pool.
Saucy.
And all three of us almost drowned. The waves were so big, I was going under.
Oh,
I was trying
no.
to hold my kids up.
Yep.
And nobody was coming to get us. And I was really about to go under for the last time. And I looked at the lifeguard on the side of the pool, and he dived in and got all three of us.
Oh, thank God.
But the waves, unbelievable, up near the wall.
Yeah.
Never go up near the wall.
No,
it's a dangerous place.
You don't go up near the wall unless you got your bronze medallion. Everyone knows that.
I've got my bronze medallion. I've got it.
Well,
and I still almost drowned.
I think you should hand back your bronze medallion, young lady. I think so.
Too many years ago.
I think once you got rescued, once you get dragged back in with a survival backstroke, you have to hand back in your bronze medal.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'll hand it up, yep.
Look, I'm glad you're here, Lise. I'm glad you're here with us today. I'm not going to lie. Thanks
Me
for the call.
Me too. Thank God for that.
Maz in Hobart on 13, 10, 60. Just a bit of poolside banter. What happened to the pool? Sneaky Maz. Sneaky Maz.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. One of the great sneaks there. Just get me to greet you 3 times. Classic Maz.
Yeah. Yeah. But what happened to me is my daughter and I, daughter and my 2 daughters, were sitting in the pool, mucking around like we do, and all of a sudden I laughed out loud, my false teeth fell out.
Whoa. Now, do false teeth float or sink?
They sink.
I'd
they
imagine.
Head straight for the fuel tap. Well, my daughters were laughing that much, they could not help me get my false teeth back, and they were heading straight for the filter. So we all had a field day with that one.
No, it sounds very funny, and I've connected the dots here. I'm imagining that you still have these same false teeth today.
No, I don't.
Shit.
New ones.
Oh, yeah, well, still false teeth, though, right?
Yes, still have false teeth. Yes.
Are they in at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Can you take them out?
Yes.
Go on, then.
No.
Oh, okay, no worries. Don't have my sad trombone with me tonight, but wow, 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 wow. Would have been some great radio. Just a few wet gums reverberating through car speakers around the country, but oh well.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment, the Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby!
Welcoming tonight's damsel in distress. Whilst everyone else is busy watching Matt Agnew, The Bachelor, Australia's got a new sweetheart. Please welcome Francesca!
Hello!
Whoa! Nice dulcet tones. Hey, Fran. Franny. Frangipani. The French dressing. The frankincense. Looking for her myrrh.
Wow.
You are 31 years old and looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
What prompted you to get those fingers dialing 13, 10, 60 instead of just being a passive listener like every other week?
Honestly, I just wanted to follow my heart tonight, and my heart told me to dial the number and look where it got me.
Yeah, it did. Well, so you should be, because no doubt the phones will be going off the hook soon enough. You're looking for a man tonight, I assume?
Yes, you assumed right.
Right. What do you do with yourself? What do you do for a crust?
I actually am a case manager for International Health.
Ooh. Sounds classy. Sounds like a job you need a degree for?
No, not at all. It sounds better than what it actually is.
Oh, okay. No worries. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 sort of setup.
That's it.
Yeah, all right. This is a lady looking for a man who also finishes around the same time. Likes a bit of Netflix and chill, if you know what I'm saying. Correct?
Something like that,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, a little bit of Netflix and chill for the first 3 months during the honeymoon period, and then we're a fully fledged couple, and then it's Netflix and get off me. That kind of thing.
Yeah, Netflix, cook me some food, and then get off me.
Yeah. Tattooed, quirky, goofball is what you've wrote here. Oh, yeah, goofball. Bit of a goofball. Guys love a goofball.
Just a little bit.
What do you like doing on the weekends? Bars? Pubs, clubs, frisbee golf?
Actually, I like to be outside. I love a bit of an adventure, so...
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Bushwalks?
Love them. Bit of a hike here and there. Yeah,
yeah, cool. What brand are your hiking shoes? Actually, don't worry about that. We're getting off topic there. What are you looking for age range in a man?
Probably no younger than 25, no older than 35.
I like that. And you're smack bang in the middle there.
Yeah.
You don't mind someone who's a bit older, a bit wiser beyond your years who can show you the way, but you also don't mind playing mother hen and taking someone under your wing.
Yeah, mother hen might be going a little bit far, but yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, 25 on a 31-year-old, people are going to make judgments. This is the kind of stuff, this is the kind of pressure you'll have to deal with in a potential relationship with a 6-year age gap.
Look, why can I say I have a tonic?
Sense of humour, genuine. Francesca sounds like a real catch tonight. It's time to start your motorboats, boys, and cast those rods. 13, 10, 60. If you like the sound of Francesca, we're going to get 3 lads on the air next, Fran. You just got to figure out.
Of course, no one calls.
Not possible. At the very least, there will be a whole bunch of thirsty creeps who call through. But we're hoping to get the creme de la creme. It's a full board already. It's a full board. Stick around. We'll find out how thirsty and creepy they are or how gentlemanly they are next. Prepare 3 questions. 13, 10, 60.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment, the Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah. Oh, I mean, whenever my lean turkey hindquarters get a little bit tingly, I can tell love's in the air. I'm like a dog with a sixth sense. So my sense is between my thighs. And it's tingling tonight. That's the what I'm saying is, Francesca, one of these three men you're going to end up getting married to one day. I can just tell. Very seldom do my turkey hindquarters tingle like they have tonight. Are you ready to meet man number one?
I certainly am.
All right. We've just got to know Francesca, the 31-year-old case manager for International Health. Tattooed, quirky, bit of a goofball. Dancing, likes music, looking for a 25 to 35-year-old with a sense of humour who's genuine. Xander, you are only 22. You must be bloody genuine and funny.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Whey! There we go. Yeah, good, good. Just enjoying my celery, actually, with a little bit of hummus. In fact, a lot of hummus. A generous dollop of hummus. But they call me generous with his hummus Thomas, so it doesn't surprise me.
Sounds like you, mate.
I mean, me and Xander are getting on like a house on fire, but Francesca, it is you who wants Xander tonight. Woo him with your question.
Okay, Xander, hello. What is the weirdest thing you've ever done?
The weirdest thing that I have ever done? I mean, the guy said I wasn't allowed to swear, so I'll try and clean it up a bit. Let's just say there are a lot of people watching who didn't know what they were saying. That's all I can say. I can't swear. That's what he told me. I'm sorry.
Just don't say the F word or the C word. You have every other word in the English language to describe the weirdest thing you've done.
We were painted. You've heard of body paint, yeah? So we were melded into our surroundings.
Right, I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
That's all I can say.
That's all he can say without saying F-F-F-C-C-C. That's all. He's already said too much. I think I understand. I think maybe he, like, painted himself so he looked like a grocery store and then he stood in front of the grocery store. Maybe one of those things. I'm not sure. He's very vague. But he's a student and a yoga teacher who may have done too much yoga. But he's fun and loves the beach and he's 6'1". We move on to man number two. Jake, who is 21 and also not between the ages of 25 and 35.
Wow.
Don't shoot the messenger. I've just been chilling in here. I was trying to see which thumb was stronger out of my left and right and try to give myself a thumb war. Then I realised you need two right hands to do it, or two left hands. So anyway, don't blame me. Jake, you are 21. You're nearly 6 foot though, like sport. Bets, hangs out with mates, looking for someone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you might have picked a winner tonight, Jake.
How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, darling.
How you going?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Is that some magnesium permanganate? Because there's a bit of chemistry going on here.
Oh, he's a smooth talker.
One of the great
Hello,
awkward pauses. What's your question?
Okay, Jake, do you prefer crunchy or smooth peanut butter, and why?
Ooh.
This is a massive deal breaker, by the way, so choose wisely.
You know what? I don't even like peanut butter.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's gone option
Already
C.
Already breaking my heart.
Oh, you never go option C. Just lie. Say smooth because crunchy gets in the way during the foreplay and you're smearing it on the nips. Oh, no. He's missed a golden opportunity. Oh, well. Let's meet man number three. This is Wayne. He is 37. May I especially take note?
You guys have done
also
really
not
well tonight with the
ages of 25 and 35. Wayne, tall with blonde hair. Hey, Wayne.
Hey.
Hello. What's your question?
Hello.
Francesca. Franny, the Frangipan.
Hey.
What's your question?
Hey, young and beautiful.
Okay.
A little more abrasive than Jake's greeting, but A for effort.
So if I had something stuck in my teeth, would you tell me and how would you tell me?
Hello. No idea.
No,
okay, two things, Wayne. One, come up with an answer, and two, just get your breath slightly less close to the phone because you're coming through real hot and creepy at the moment.
Well, you can use your tongue and give her a kiss.
I knew he wasn't naturally creepy. I'm glad he followed instructions there. There we go. He wouldn't tell you because he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. He'd just pull out a big lip smack of 5,000 and get right back there in the molar and fish it out himself.
Jeez, that's a gentleman. Holding back there, Wayne. Well, done.
That's a gentleman. That's the way Wayne does it. The time has come, Francesca, for you to choose your man and claim what's rightfully yours. Do you choose man number one? Xander, the 22-year-old, who was so chill. Jake, the 21-year-old, who was quite confident. Or Wayne, the 37-year-old, who just wanted to kiss you and get that steak out of your back tooth.
Oh,
geez.
So many tough decisions here.
Yeah, we are definitely just scraping along the top of the barrel tonight and definitely not down the bottom with the amoeba.
This has definitely helped my self-esteem. Probably going to have to go with lucky guy number one, Xander.
Xander, 22 years old, chill AF. Xander, do you take Francesca to be your lawfully wedded Facebook girlfriend?
You know what? Of course, Franny.
Whoa! Cute. Cute from Xander. Real big. Because I've heard he's a commitment phobe. He really likes you. He really does. Well done, guys. You equate yourself off the air at each other on Instagram. No chill dick pics from you, Xandy, just yet. Wait to get permission. Fran and Xander sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes Xander, then comes Fran. Oh, look at the muscle. She's found herself a man.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
79-year-old woman sentenced to 10 days in jail. Even for a bad cause, just for feeding stray cats. I mean, well, what's such a crime about feeding stray cats? Well, the council don't like it. 79-year-old woman from Ohio will have to spend 10 days in jail after feeding stray cats. Nancy Segula said she started feeding them a few years ago when the cats would visit her on her back porch. I used to have a neighbour that had a couple of cats and he moved away, so he left them. I would always feed them and care for them because I was worried about them and I'm a cat lover. Oh, she sounds very sweet. But Segula's neighbours called the authorities, who issued her with a citation. She received three others, and the final one told her to appear in front of a judge who sentenced her to 10 days in the county jail. Oh, no. 79-year-old. Oh, God. She's not going to last a minute in there. Or maybe she would. I always find that weird about America. I'm not sure if it does translate to the Aussie prison system. But you always see in America, oh, yeah, had to spend 4 days in jail. Or look at like this, 10-day jail sentence. I was going to think that'd kind of be a bit easy. I did some research today, actually. The majority of people that get prison sentences in Australia is over a year. Like, it's something like 80% of prisoners are in there for at least a year. I don't get the short jail sentences on 13 10 60. Do they exist, and how tough are they? Because I wouldn't mind just the sneaky 4-day one. I swear there was something, and I don't think I dreamt it, that you had the option one time of either paying like a $4,000 fine or going to jail for 40 days or something. Like, it was $100. You could basically pay your fine by just going to jail for it. And it was $100 a day. I don't know, but on 13 10 60, if we've got any bad dogs out there who have been to jail for a short amount of time, not long-term stints in the slammer, 13 10 60, three months or less, I reckon. That's what we'll take tonight.
If it's such a short jail sentence, do you even go? Call 13 10 60, we would like to know. Can you go instead of paying a fine? So, did you go to jail for a short time?
Yes.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
If it's such a short jail sentence, do you even go? Call 13 10 60, we would like to know. Can you go instead of paying a fine? So, did you go to jail for a short time?
Unsure whether this even exists in the Australian judicial system, because you see it all the time in America, don't you? I met this story just before. 79-year-old woman sentenced to 10 days in jail for feeding stray cats. But don't get me wrong, she is going to perish in there like a stale bag of crisps. But for a healthy alpha male like me, can't help but feel 10 days in jail wouldn't be all that bad. I think you can handle that. I've often described my 10-day silent meditation in India as half Buddhist temple, half 10 days in jail. Judging by the calls, we've got a lot of petty thieves having short-term prison sentences. Carrie, in Melbourne, you bad dog.
Yeah.
How long did you spend behind the slammer?
36 hours.
Whoa. I mean, but do the time, Carrie. Don't let the time do you.
I know, but I was in there with some pretty bad people, like killers, and I had parking tickets.
Oh, God. Oh, they put you together. They put you in max security.
Yeah, it was in Paris, in Bandy up.
So why did they do that for the parking fine? You refused to pay the parking fines?
Yeah, like, I was...
Hey, it's all going
out. I was bad, and then when they pulled me over, the policeman said, look, you know, you owe us $180. Mm. Can you pay us? Or he said, you have to go to jail for a day. And I said, I'll go to jail.
This is a game changer. Seriously.
I wanted to know. And my uncle, he was furious. He just said, you can't go. And I'm like, but, you know, like, it's an experience inside with, yeah.
With the hard and creamed. Oh, it's bucket list stuff. It really is. $180 or 36 hours in jail. I reckon 80% of us are taking the 36 hours in jail. Make any friends in there? Find yourself a nice prison bitch?
No, I didn't do that. But I had a nice little trolley that came through in the morning with all the sweets and everything on there. So.
Oh, God, this sounds like a little holiday. Chim in Hervey Bay. Hello.
Joe, man, how you going?
Yeah, good thing. Oh, you do sound like a bit of a hardened crim. How long you spent behind the slammer?
5 days.
Whoa. Now, this is a lot more than Carrie. I mean, I think you and I both know that Carrie wouldn't last 5 days in there. No. I mean, how is it the same sort of thing? You just had a fine and essentially time pays instead?
Yeah, I had to pay off some fines. But the kicker was I went in to pay the fines and I come out $13 in front.
Oh, yeah, that's what you want.
They actually paid me $13 to do the five days.
I've crunched the numbers. That's $2.20 a day. It is your full-time job.
I was able to get a six-pack when I got out. I was sweet as.
Great. How much is this 5 days in jail wipe off a fine?
$6,000.
Yeah. Mate. I have an $8,000 Centrelink debt right now after I lied to them about my new start allowance and when I got a job. I'm going to cancel the show for the week, Shy Guy. I'm going to the slammer. I'm getting rid of this debt once and for all. Is it like the movies? Is there, like, you know how they see fresh meat and all the prisoners start purring like a walrus? Do they sniff?
I seriously was packing myself thinking, oh, here we go. But no, it was pretty easy.
Yeah. Do they sniff out like temporary meat? Are they like, right, this little pork roast is only going to be around for 5 days. We better get our money's worth right now.
Nah, I think they're more worried about where they're going to get the next ciggy from.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. They're more worried about the ciggies. Yeah, I guess so.
That's currency, man.
Well, I would smuggle a whole heap of Marlboro Reds up my bum and I would be the most popular man at the basketball court. Billy, on 131060, you been to the slammer?
No, it was my husband.
Whoa. I mean, girls love a bad boy. We know that much.
He spent an afternoon in jail. he had the choice of paying his fine or going to jail. And, you know, he said, I'll just go to jail. And then so he spent about 3 or 4 hours in jail. And then it was in Ireland. So the garda gave him €20 to catch the bus home.
Oh, I feel people don't know enough about this. The government's definitely keeping this on the DL, aren't they? They're like, if this gets out, the people realise they can do the time instead of spend money. Our prison system will be even more overfull than what it is. This is great stuff. It's a game changer. I'm not lying about my $8,000 Centrelink. I mean, we're live from Sex Bar tomorrow. We will be live from the Acacia Prison for the whole of next week.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.